There is so much to talk about in Parshas Bereishis, but there's a part of the story that we don't really like to talk about. There is so little that we understand about the whole story of what happened in Gan Eden. Much has been said about the original sin and why it happened and the klalos that were given. But what happens next? Hashem takes Adam and Chava and expels them from Gan Eden. The pasuk says, "Ve'yigoresh es ha'adam." And Hashem kicked out Adam, and he lived Kedem of Gan Eden, and Hashem put there Es HaKruvim, Ve'es Lahat HaCherv HaMis HaPeches. Hashem put something called Kruvim, and a turning sword, Lishmar Es Derech Eitz HaChaim, to make sure that Adam can never get back into Gan Eden. He put the Kruvim, which Rashi translates as Malachei Chabala, angels of destruction, and the sword that constantly turns. The Malbim has an interesting and novel explanation of these two things, the Kruvim and the Lahat HaCherev HaMisHapeches, the turning sword, and he says that one day Adam, and really all of mankind, will get back to Gan Eden. And that is through these two things. There are Kruvim, which are representative of the Malachim who the Nevi'im see, and perhaps also the Kruvim on the Arayin. However we understand it, they represent the divine guidance, the Torah, which tells us how to live our lives. And if we do a good job and lived as we were meant to live, then on the day that we die, our neshamas do go back to Gan Eden. Death is symbolized by the sword that turns. Because on one hand, it kills the guf, and on the other hand, it liberates the neshama. There are two sides to the sword, and therefore, it's a constantly turning sword. Be that as it may, we don't know where Gan Eden is, and it seems like the Mefarshim do consider it a real physical place. Yet interestingly, we never find anyone looking for it, yearning for it, or even discussing it. In Tanakh, we talk about Eretz Yisrael a lot, and we find everyone in Sefer Bereishis have their lives revolve around Eretz Yisrael coming and leaving and it being promised to us, and then continuing on, Moshe Rabbeinu is disappointed that he couldn't go in, the whole journey of Klal Yisrael to get to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael plays a very central role in our lives, in our national lives, and in our personal lives. Gan Eden, at least in Tanakh, is never really mentioned in any significant way. We don't find ourselves, we don't find our avos searching for it. There is a pasuk in Echa, which we said many times over the Yamim Noraim. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Return us, Hashem, to you, and we will come back. Chadesh Yamenu. Renew our days. Kikedem. And we wonder, when is Kedem? Renew our days like Kedem. Artskol will translate it as Yore. Return us to the days of Yore. But I don't think that gives us any more clarity. What does it mean? Where are we asking to go back to when we say Ashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva? Return us Hashem and we will go back. Chadesh Yomenu. Renew our days kikedem, like Kedem. According to the Medrash, Chadesh Yomenu Kekedem, Ka'adam Harishain. Restore our days like Kedem, like Adam Harishain, and then quotes our Pasuk in Paragimel of Parshas Bereishis. Then when Adam was ejected from Gan Eden, he went to Kedem. We are asking to be returned, interestingly, not to Gan Eden, but it's fascinating to where Adam was sent after he went out of Gan Eden, and he settled Mikedem la Gan Eden. Why would we be asking to return to the moment which is arguably the most devastating moment of mankind's history? And perhaps we can answer by trying to feel this time of year. Whether you're listening to this and we still haven't finished Sukkos, or you're listening to it after Yom Tov is over. We know, we all know, because we've done this many times, the inevitable crash that's going to happen sometime after Yom Tov is over. We've had a beautiful month. We've served many, many, many meals. We've eaten lots of food. We've davened. We've spent time together with our families. And in our little cocoon of Kedusha, We all feel wonderfully spiritual. And yet Cheshvan will come. And even worse, Teves will come, and then Shvat. And we will not be where we were by Ne'ila. Inevitably, we will fail. Our commitments, which are so strong now, will fade away. And we will feel almost like it was pointless. We are very disappointed in ourselves. And so when we daven to Hashem, this is what we daven for. Hashem, when we fall, help us return to you. Was there any greater disappointment ever in history as the tremendous shame and humiliation that Adam and Chava must have felt when they found themselves there outside the gates of Gan Eden? They messed up. They made the biggest mistake ever. And forever, their descendants would have to pay. And yet, they had the courage to stand up again. They brushed themselves off and went on to live, in Adam's case, for nearly a millennium. They started new families, populated the world, and with resilience, they went on. They did not give up. And this is what we ask Hashem for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the perseverance, the courage, the ability to find our Kedem, even if we will mess up, and even if we are disappointed in ourselves, and even if we have lost opportunities, grant us the inner resources to move on and to keep on going. In Perek Dalet, we have another inexplicable story, the story of Cain and Hevel. Cain brings the carbon first. He is the firstborn. He is the farmer, and he brings some of his food. Hevel, the shepherd, sees this and decides that he will also bring. Apparently, his carbon was preferred, although we don't really know why. The Mefarshim spend a lot of time trying to understand from the Pasuk what Cain did wrong. But in any case, Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon and didn't accept Cain's. There are many, many, many explanations given for this, which I'm not going into. But whatever the case is, some say a fire comes down and consumed Hevel's carbon and ignored Cain's carbon. Whatever the case is, we know that Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon, did not accept Cain's carbon, and at this point, apparently, Cain gets very upset because Hashem asks him, "Vayomer Hashem al Cain, Lama charalach v'lama naflu fanecha? Why are you distressed, and why is your face fallen?" And this is a strange question, because here, Cain had a good idea. He came first, he was ignored. And again, there were things that he did wrong with the Mefarshim talk about, but certainly he was jealous and hurt. And it's clear why his face would be fallen. It's clear why he would be distressed. So Hashem tells him, Halayim teitiv se'eis. Surely, if you do right, improve, figure out what you did wrong with this carbon, and bring a better one, se'eis, there is a way to uplift yourself. V'im leisetiv, but if you don't do right, lefesa chatas reivetz, sin crouches at your door, and ve'elecha tshukasai v'atatim shalbai. It will pull you, its urges towards you, yet you can be its master. Yes, you did do something wrong. Perhaps you didn't put enough energy into your carbon, and perhaps you didn't bring the best of your crops, and perhaps whatever it is, but you did do something wrong. But you always have a chance to rectify it. And if you do, se'eis, you will be uplifted. Pick yourself up and try again. Go to Kedem. Find your Kedem. But Cain did not. He did not have the strength that his father did. And instead of working on himself, he took the easier way out. He did not become better than the competition. He got rid of the competition. He killed Hevel. We have two stories. A contrast, Adam, who went, who was kicked out and had to live in Kedem, and yet was able to continue on, and Cain, who did not use his strength to make himself better, when he was shown that he is in the wrong. Much, much later, many generations later, also in this week's parsha, we have Lamech, the sixth generation after Cain. And his wives refused to be with him, as they say, it's futile to have children with you. After all, a curse was given to Cain, that his descendants will only last until the seventh generation. What exactly would be the point of bringing children into this world if they're not going to survive? Lamech and his wives went to consult with their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Adam HaRishon to ask him what to do. Who's right here? Is Lamech right or his wives Adah and Tzila right? And Adam told them again, not in these words, but go to Kedem. Don't despair. Your job is not to think about what all the what-ifs and how-comes. You are meant to have children. You do yours, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu figure it out. But you cannot give up, and you cannot despair. Two important things come out of this encounter. Firstly, Adah and Tzila turned back to Adam and said, why don't you follow your own advice? Adam had separated from Chava after the first sibling rivalry experiment didn't go so well. And now Adam is telling Adah and Tzila to remain married to Lamech. So they turned back to Adam and said, well, why don't you join with Chava? Why don't you remarry Chava? And he did. And out of that union, Chase was born, which of course was the reason that the world continues to be populated. And we all come from Chase, ultimately. And secondly, Adah and Tzila were right in one way. Their sons did not survive. But Tzila also had a daughter whose name was Naama, and Naama married Noach, and because of her, the world survived. So what we have learned is, it's never too hard, too painful. We are never too messed up. It's never hopeless. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Return us, Hashem, to you, and we will return. Chadesh Yamenu kekedem. Even when we feel like we are tired and helpless, and that we've lost our highs, and we're not in the Gan Eden called Tishrei anymore. Chadesh Yomenu, give us the strength to find ourselves kekedem, like Adam did when he was sent to Kedem of Gan Eden.